top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news of war today, Friday, April 26, 2024, in the headlines. United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine assures residents that the Dominica Economic Revival Summit, organized jointly by the United Workers Party and ERC members, is not political.
Right on cue.
The Caribbean Tourism Organization's 2024 Conference on Sustainable Tourism Development has commenced in Grenada, initiating a pivotal dialogue aimed at shaping the future of Caribbean tourism.
Top of the hour news.
And French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday called for stronger, more integrated European defences, and he outlined his vision for a more assertive European Union on the global stage.
Right on cue.
The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Dr. Thompson Fontaine, leader of the United Workers Party, assures residents that the Dominica Economic Revival Summit is not to be perceived as a political event, despite its organization by the United Workers Party and civil society organization and other members of the Electoral Reform Coalition. He emphasized that the state of Dominica's economy concerns everyone, as its performance affects all citizens. Fontaine stressed that while diverse perspectives may exist, the summit should not be labeled as political.
So, you know, while this is being organized by the United Workers Party and the Electoral Reform Coalition, it should not be viewed necessarily as a political thing. I believe you'll all agree with me that the economy is everybody's business. If our economy is prosperous and making money for everybody is happy and satisfied. If it is failing, it impacts every single person. So I do not want us to think that it is because we may be of a different political persuasion that that should be an excuse not to participate. We welcome the participation by every single Dominican who has a contribution to make. We are planning for the future of our country. We are planning for a future that is sustainable, because as all of you are well aware, we are in the very final stages, it would seem, with regards to our CBI revenues. And now is the time for us to plan very seriously on the way forward. So again, the conference is on the 4th to the 6th. Our awards dinner will be having a small fee of just $250 for the dinner, but the conference itself will be free of charge for those who are willing and those who will be participating.
Dr. Fontaine emphasized that he aims to ensure that the summit is not merely a discussion forum. He highlighted the importance of strategic planning as the cornerstone of any viable initiatives that are sustainable.
Let me also add, and I'm sure that I want to address this concern even before I hand over to the representative from the ARC. I also want to stress that this is not just a talk shop. It is not just talking. But I think it is very important for us to plan, because you'll all agree that when you fail to plan, that is a guarantee of failure. And so we will be planning, We'll be taking those plans seriously. As you know, we are well poised for political change in this country. So when that happens, we'll be well prepared to move forward seamlessly with those plans to make Dominica a better place and to really build this economy. I would also like to add that this particular economic forum will be the start or will be the prelude to another all-important forum, which will be an entrepreneurship forum, where we will focus on the hundreds, I believe, Dominicans who are already doing things, already producing, already manufacturing. They have small-scale industries. There, some people are drying fish and some people are making sauces. Some people are involved in the honey business. There are scores of these types of businesses that are operating right now on a very small scale. The idea would be to give them some exposure. The idea would be to explore avenues for them to be able to increase their sales regionally and also upscale the businesses. So that's a very important offshoot.
And that was leader of the United Workers' Party, Dr. Thompson Fontaine. The Dominica Bar Association will hold its annual Law Week from April 27th to May 4th, 2024, centered around the theme Justice Unveiled, Navigating Legal Frontiers in the Modern World. President of the association, Noelis Knight Didier, announced that free legal consultations will be provided by the association members during Law Week 2024. She spoke to state-owned radio.
So our activities kick off on our day where we give free consultation to members of the public. And this year we will be at the Kasibru Secondary School and the Mawo Primary School from 10 a.m. to 3 Saturday, the 27th of April. So this is our first activity. Sunday, the following day, we have a church Saturday followed by a social activity. From the 30th of April, we will be having a second judged by members of the Bar. Secondary School in Dominica is invited to be addressing is who needs a professional's intelligence when there is artificial intelligence. That competition is also open to the public. It will be at the ballroom of the Prevost Cinema from 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the 30th of April, 2024. On Wednesday, the 1st of May, from 7 p.m. and this will be at the UWI Open Campus. The panel discussion is, I saw it on Facebook, can it be admitted into evidence in court? And this will be a discussion on the admissibility of digital and electronic evidence. We have a very esteemed panel on this topic. The panelists are going to be Ms. Shirma Dalrymple, Director of Public Prosecutions, Chief Magistrate, Mrs. Candia Carra-George, and Senior Attorney at Law, Mrs. Gina Dyer Monroe.
Knight Didi also mentioned that as a highlight of the week of events, an awards ceremony is scheduled for May 3rd, 2024, to recognize senior lawyers in Dominica who have dedicated years of service to the bar.
On Friday, the 3rd of May, the Dominica Bar Association will be hosting a dinner and awards ceremony where we will be coming together, socializing, but more importantly, we will be honoring some of our very senior lawyers, lawyers who have been practicing for 40 years and over. And in the case of one of the lawyers, Ms. Silma Dupin, she would have been practicing for 60 years and over as a lawyer in Dominica. And the lawyers that we will be honoring are Mr. Geoffrey Harris, SC, Mrs. Joan Prevost, Mr. Imon De Freitas, Mr. Henry Dyer, and Mrs. Zena Moore Dyer, as well as Mr. Anthony Astafan, SC. And we're looking forward to that evening where we can really show our love and appreciation for these lawyers. We will also be giving a special award on that evening to Mr. Ray Harris. Mr. Harris is going to be awarded for his hard work and dedication in leading the Law Revision Commission in the completion of the 2017 revised edition of the Laws of the Commonwealth of Dominica and the completion of a three-year revision supplement updating the laws to January 1st, 2020. That was a monumental task, and we will be honoring Mr. Harris for leading the way in completing that task. And Ms. Destiny Pascal, a young, very junior lawyer, recently called, will also be awarded as she was the top Dominican student at law school in 2022. And she will be awarded on that evening as well. And this year, Law Week is going to wind down actually on Saturday, May 4th, where we will have a health and wellness session for lawyers.
And that was Dominica Bar Association President Noelis Knight Didier. LaDana Young, president of Rebuild Dominica Inc., outlines the next steps for students who have finished their high school education at the Piney Boarding School in the United States. She explains that upon completion, students will determine their future path, noting that their graduation makes them eligible to pursue further studies in the United States, as they have completed high school within the U.S. education system.
That would depend on the student. That would 100% depend on the student, because remember, now you've graduated from the U.S. system. You're eligible to apply to colleges in the U.S. You've been living at a boarding school, so you've established residency in the U.S. because you have a visa. So as a leader and a trailblazer, that student has ample opportunity to go in any avenue. The only thing they can't do is become president of the United States. Now, I will say this. We are going to be looking for students that have economic disadvantages. I will say that. Love to see students that think that their parents cannot afford it. They can't maybe even afford to do a student visa. We have sponsors here in the diaspora that will step forward. We need to understand what the need is. So again, any questions, email to info@rebuilddominica.org. Go to the website, rebuilddominica.org. And the way I see it, closed mouths do not get fed. Let us get these kids the opportunity that they so deserve.
LaDana Young, president of Rebuild Dominica Inc. JCI Dominica is celebrating its 65th anniversary, and team leader Shauna Harris-Joseph explained the role that JCI Dominica plays in the Dominican society.
Okay, so JCI is Junior Chamber International, and they moved some years ago from JCs to JCI, which is Junior Chamber International, because we are now affiliated with the Chamber of Commerce. In any way that I could create an impact, in any way that I could encourage and motivate young people, like-minded young people like myself, to be part of these volunteer organizations, because they definitely shape you into your careers, they shape you into your own personal lifestyle, they shape you into your friendships, your families.
The Junior Chamber International provides career and personal development training, shaping an individual to become the best version of themselves. Harris Joseph spoke on Roots Connection on Q program on Wednesday evening.
With the other organizations that we have here on island, for example, the Rotary, the Lions, the Kiwanis, they are more of a service organization. And JCI is all about training. We get open to different courses. So, example, we get trainings on report writing, project management, time management, emotional intelligence, networking. So the different areas and aspects of life that can assist you with your careers, that can assist you with your personal life, we get that training within JCI. And that's what drew me to JCI, because, and another thing is that your leadership is for 1 year. So me being president this year, it's only just for 1 year. And why JCI carries this 1 year to lead initiative is that you get the opportunity to fill in different positions that will help you. So this year I'm president. I didn't become president right away, or I didn't see myself as being president. I joined JCI and I was like, okay, maybe the furthest I'll reach is maybe EVP, which is Executive Vice President. But lo and behold, because of my experience and my years within JCI, here I am today as JCI president, because the different positions that I've been allowed me to be in this position today, because it trained me to be the president this year.
And that was head of Junior Chamber International Dominica, Shauna Harris-Joseph. President of the Inter-American Development Bank, Ian Goldfinch, and the director of the Pan-American Health Organization, Dr. Jabas Barbosa, signed an agreement to accelerate the digital transformation of health services, strengthening primary health care, and enhancing pandemic preparedness across Latin America and the Caribbean region. The new agreement will focus on three priority areas. These include health systems strengthening based on primary health care, information systems and digital health, the pandemic prevention, preparedness and response, Dr. Barbosa welcomed the agreement and the opportunity to work together with the IBD. This collaboration, he said, will be essential to take more effective action towards a healthier future for everyone in the region. To support countries of the region in strengthening health systems, PAHO and the IDB will work together in identifying resources and supporting the development of investment plans to increase the access, coverage, and quality of health services based on primary health care. To achieve this, they will also collaborate with other partners and organizations, including the Alliance for Primary Healthcare and the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, also known as the World Bank. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Still in the local news, Dean of the Portsmouth-based American-Canadian School of Medicine, Dr. Stanley White, says the institution's partnerships with Discover Dominica Authority's Jazz and Creole Festival is justified. Dr. White explains that the elements that make up the festival can be labeled under wellness. He gave his remarks at DDA's Jazz and Creole press conference earlier yesterday.
And I suppose some of you might be thinking, what is a medical school doing sponsoring a music festival? Well, beside it being a prestigious event for us to be associated with, it's a premier cultural event on the island celebrating food, music, and culture. And those elements all add up into something called wellness, which we're proud to support. And we're really looking forward to the wide variety of artists that will be performing at the event.
Dr. White revealed the mission of the American-Canadian School of Medicine in Dominica and how his faculty and staff plan to support the Dominican economy as well as its students.
So why are we sponsoring it, helping to sponsor it? Well, American-Canadian School of Medicine, you may be aware, opened its doors to students in August 2023 with its first cohort of students. And our mission, which is on our website, is to develop students into truly exceptional physicians who will provide exceptional service to the community in which they live and work. So we do this in two ways. First of all, we provide a first-rate medical education, which is modeled on curricula delivered every day in top-tier US medical schools. All of our teaching is physician-led from day one. So students serving their basic sciences in PCARD learn the clinical relevance of the basic sciences that they're studying immediately on entering the course. We are fully internationally accredited and approved for entry into USMLE STEP exams, so our students can take their STEP exams. Our graduates can apply for US and Canadian residency placements each year.
Dr. White assured the public that his university will continue to be a responsible and engaged corporate citizen in Dominica.
The second part of the mission, which is to produce physicians making an impact in the community, is part of our community mission. And through that, we partner with a variety of local organizations. These include educational organizations, some of the local schools, health partners, including Portsmouth Hospital, commercial enterprises such as Jolly's Pharmacy, and we provide health fairs. And we've done two of those so far, one last year on World Diabetes Day, and one more recently in Portsmouth, in which we partnered with the local health team to provide free health checks to anyone in the community who wished to have the check done. So we measure blood pressure, measure blood glucose, provide health welfare information. And in doing so, we inculcate our students learning skills in the community with patients that they may see eventually in the hospitals. So we do this because we want to be a good corporate citizen. And a corporate Citizen is an organization that wants to contribute to the society in which it exists, hence our social mission to make a positive impact in Dominica. And this opportunity to partner with Discover Dominica to help support Jazz and Creole 24 is a heaven-sent opportunity for us to help give something back to the community.
And that was Dean at the Portsmouth-based American-Canadian School of Medicine, Dr. Stanley White. In other news, the Caribbean Tourism Organization kicked off its 2024 Sustainable Tourism Conference on Sustainable Tourism Development at the Radisson Grenada Beach Resort, initiating a pivotal dialogue aimed at shaping the future of Caribbean tourism. Serving as the region's premier event for high-level networking and discourse on sustainable tourism, the conference provides a crucial platform for tourism policymakers, private sector stakeholders, thought leaders, and strategic partners to tackle pressing challenges and opportunities. Under the theme, The 5 P's for a Legacy of Caribbean Tourism: Sustainability, People, Planet, Prosperity, Purpose, and Partnership, Prime Minister the Honorable Deacon Mitchell opened the conference with an emphasis on partnership across supply chain sectors. He stressed the importance of inclusive dialogue with industry stakeholders for sustainable solutions. And French President Emmanuel Macron stressed the need for stronger and more cohesive European defenses, along with a more assertive European Union on the global stage, during a speech at the Sorbonne University in Paris on Thursday. He also cautioned against Europe becoming overly dependent on the United States, warning that there is a risk of Europe's decline if it fails to address its vulnerabilities.
Europe today is mortal. It could die. That's what French President Emmanuel Macron warned on Thursday in a speech at the Sorbonne University in Paris. He called for stronger, more integrated European defences as he outlined his vision for an increasingly assertive European Union on the global stage.
We have to be clear about the fact that our Europe today is mortal. It could die.
Elle peut mourir.
It could die, and that depends solely on our choices.
Thursday's speech was billed by Macron's advisers as France's contribution to the EU's strategic agenda for the next 5 years. With just 3 years left of his second and final term in office, the 46-year-old wants to show his critics he retains the energy and fresh thinking that brought him the presidency in 2017. In the nearly two-hour monologue, he said Russia must not be allowed to win in Ukraine and called for a boost in Europe's cybersecurity capacity, closer defense ties with Britain, and a European academy to train high-ranking military personnel.
The Sino-American tension has led to a growth in spending on arms and technological innovation, to the increase in military capability. We now have regional powers which are increasing their capacity, Russia and Iran to mention just two. And Europe is in a situation of being encircled, pushed by a number of these powers on its borders, and sometimes from within.
Macron has long called for European strategic autonomy, involving less reliance on the United States, a stance that has gained greater resonance in the face of Donald Trump's bid to return to the White House. The presidential hopeful has often accused Europe of freeloading on defense at the U.S. expense.
Building a Europe that can show that it is never the vassal of the United States of America and that it also knows how to speak to all regions in the world.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine assures residents that the Dominica Economic Revival Summit, organized jointly by the United Workers Party and ERC members, is not political.
The Big Station.
The Caribbean Tourism Organization's 2024 Conference on Sustainable Tourism Development has commenced in Grenada, initiating a pivotal dialogue aimed at shaping the future of Caribbean tourism. And French President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday called for stronger, more integrated European defences, and he outlined his vision for a more assertive European Union on the global stage.
Q95.
The news was brought to you compliments Rudolf Thomas Enterprises.
Right on.
I am Fidison Valmond.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95.